Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, wherever you're listening at. This is Esther Neptune, and thanks for tuning in to my first show back nearly a week ago. I just decided to do the same thing. I'm probably going to choose Monday as my regular date, but Spirit moved me to do it a little early today. The moon is finishing up its tour in Gemini over the weekend, and Gemini rules communication, social networks, radio. So I thought it's natural before the moon moves into the next sign to just do the show. So as you can see, I'm going to talk a little medical today, and I think 2020 has produced more medical questions that I've had to redirect as a psychic than ever before in my 8 years. And it continues a little bit into 2021. Now, as a reminder, on Keen, I officially cannot answer medical questions nor pregnancy questions in the way it's stated. I will redirect the question to a more appropriate format so that I can gather some insight for you so you're not left empty-handed. So that's what I can do, but as the policy states, I cannot answer medical questions. The reason is because we would be held legally liable for that. And also, I think a lot of people right now are seeking comfort in easy accessibility. And I think, you know, the medical profession in the meantime has increased its accessibility. But because we are tuned in more to the spiritual health as well, I think we're easier to confide in. We're not as judgmental as a lot of the medical practitioners out there, more open-minded. And I think that's why it's more natural for a client to ask a question of that nature to one of us. But do know that when you ask, it's best that you're redirected back to your healthcare professional who can do the necessary tests and treatments that you're going to need. So, with that, because this is a radio show, this isn't Keen, I have a medical background and I'd love to talk about my takes on COVID and what it's done. I actually did this show yesterday and it was more of a venting session, so I scrapped the show. I've been struggling with some depression over this last week, and astrologically, I think it's because there's a load of planets that are forming this awkward aspect in my chart right now. It's called a quincunx. It's where the planets are lined up at a 150-degree angle. So once the Sun joined Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, and Mercury also, but Mercury's a little bit further out, ready to go into its next retrograde, it's forming that with my moon sign in Cancer. And one of the slides I have up there is not my natal chart technically, but it is my astral twin, Ryan Phillippe. And I pull this up whenever I want to refer to my own natal chart, like if I'm bored and I can't get to sleep right away at night. It's a good way for me to just get some zone outs from spirit about myself, where I'm going. It's relevant to me because my progressed ascendant is right smack dab where Ryan's natal is. And to help you, if you're new to astrology, the ascendant is on the left center. You see it marked off as AC. That's Ryan Phillippe's ascendant. It's at 4 degrees Aquarius. But my picture, you'll see that since I started my show in 2017, I have short hair now, and the story there is I had my dad here from about March, early March, right before the pandemic was declared in the States. He had come up from Mexico, like late February, early March, and he snowbirds, and he does it in a very unconventional manner. He has lived out of the back of his vehicle for 30 to 35 years, somewhere in that vicinity now. And interspersing it, of course, with motels and hostels in Mexico. Like, you know, you can get them for $10, $15 a night. So that's what my dad has done, and he's managed to swing it. And when he took retirement at 62, he's just lived and coasted on the Social Security that he earned when he was a mechanical engineer doing draftsman work and all that good stuff. So he's coasted, and this particular year, I think because the pandemic was out there, I managed to have under the same roof in my little two-bedroom condo, my dad in my bedroom, my kids in my living room. I have like two futon mattresses out there with a wooden frame. And then I would either sleep in my office, or my daughter would sleep in my office, or I would sleep in my laundry room, which probably was not a good idea. Because as I found out later, this goes in the medical part a little bit, I had my place mold tested, and we've also been dealing with German cockroaches and had multiple treatments for those. Not fun by any means. We've had to evacuate a number of times while they come in and do their thing. But they found the source was the condo directly behind me. I live in an eightplex. And so they ripped the carpet out, and as far as I know, there's no tenants currently living there. It was a rented. This is the second rented condo that's been an eyesore. There was one next to me that is now owned, but the person is apparently fixing it up. And that one had problems, too, more with the people coming in there, overcrowding, babies leaving multiple diaper bags, like dirty diapers on the porch, like just an eyesore. But this was more back when I was doing the blog talk show back in 2017. That has been okay since they had another renter come in and then they sold that one. So, yeah, it's been like I think my own vibrational journey has brought new blood in. And it's a gradual process. It's gradual, but it is on the way up. It's like going up a handicapped ramp with a wheelchair. You're like going up and you're doing it ever so slowly. That's why I was venting. This is a good place for me to just do a show and then throw it away because I have a problem journaling. I'm not, at this point, I don't want to take on too much into my life. I know I had gotten a tweet on Twitter about an app. But at this point, I'm more able to talk. I'm not able to write, and I'm not really open to energetic drains via apps. I want to live my life simply at this time, and for me, this was the ticket. Just do a show, and I felt better. I think that is important, is releasing your pent-up feelings of frustration. So whenever you have an odd aspect on your moon, you're going to feel out of sorts. And the medical astrology piece, if you look at that chart, anytime you see lines of red, that's an area of tension. It's either square or in opposition with your natal chart. And as you see in Ryan's there, there's his moon by default is very heavily opposed or squared by planets in Libra. You'll see that. My picture with the short hair, I forgot to mention my dad cut my hair in May, like right before he left here to go up north, and then he tried going out west, out to Wyoming, et cetera, and he came back in June because it was like everything was still closed. But my dad cut my hair in May, and the interesting thing that happened is it's not really grown long yet because I started to get curly hair, and that's where you see it in the video, me holding my cup of divination. I've had the sign of Libra there, which is strong in both my chart and Ryan's, but it's stronger in mine because my chart is basically tilted at a 45-degree angle compared to Ryan's. I've got a Sagittarius ascendant. So it's 19 degrees. It's exactly 45-degree tilt. I was born less than 2 hours before Ryan. And so that's where you see the difference there. But I think that Ryan has a little bit more harmony with that point in Libra than I do because I have Saturn squaring it, and it's my midheaven in Libra in there. Like Ryan has those three points there. You see, it's like a a concave scales on both my glass and on Ryan's chart. You can see he has Uranus, which is the 25 planet there in that bracket. And then you've got Mercury, which is a little horned Venus sign, or the women's sign. It's a little horned version of that. And Pluto, you have those three. I have, in addition to those points, I have my part of fortune where Pluto is, and I also have my midheaven at 13 degrees of Libra. So I've got 5 points in my own chart. My Ryan is still strong, like I am. So even though I'm a Virgo and Ryan's a Virgo, because we're 2 hours apart in age, it's like we're both strong in Libra, and Ryan's ascendant blends well with that. My own ascendant blends pretty well with that, too. But I think Ryan has a little bit of an edge because he's got an air sign ascendant. But yeah, anytime you have squares, oppositions, so Ryan's chart, you'll see another red line between his Jupiter and Pisces, which opposes his cluster in Virgo, and the Neptune in Sagittarius. And what that does is, in my case, I don't speak for Ryan. Ryan is a little bit different because he has more harmony there. But I call it thunder thighs. And keep in mind, astrology is just a little sliver of our whole biology. It makes a big difference if you're talking male or female here. Because Ryan has a disadvantage with the moon. He has a great moon, but it's squared by multiple planets. And that's the same with me. But if you have a female chart with the moon in Dominion, it's going to give the female an edge to the guy. So both Ryan and I have struggled with depression our whole lives. I know Ryan has been outspoken. Well, at the same time I lost my job, he was very outspoken about his depression and making steps to overcome it. And I felt very in tandem to where Ryan was. It's like a new chapter in life. I'm really excited to explore it, what working from home would look like. And, you know, I think with any astral twin, if you look them up, if you find out who they are, the people who are born the same day and year, it's exciting. It's a journey into yourself. It's like you find out little habits you may share. Patterns like Ryan got divorced in 2007 and I got divorced in 2013. That's when I filed. I'm not sure when Ryan's was final, but that was from Reese Witherspoon. Now, my ex-husband actually has a person living with him who is 5 days older than Reese Witherspoon. And he actually has happened to fix my car a couple times. So there's little patterns and nuances that you happen to notice with your astral twin. The other pattern is when I was in tertiary care center, worked up for my liver transplant, the doctor taking care of me was born the same day and year as Sarah Michelle Gellar, who co-starred with Ryan Phillippe in two big movies, I Know What You Did Last Summer and Cruel Intentions. So I think it's fascinating study to see what happens in your life patterns and who you meet and line it up and say, wow, you know, like with Ryan and Reese, they also co-starred in Cruel Intentions, and Reese had something to do with Ryan's car in the movie. So there you go. It's like Jason's the name of the person that fixed my car twice. He recently put a clamp on. It technically is my mom's car that I inherited. It's an older car, just like the car in Cruel Intentions. And he put a clamp on there so that it would actually consistently start. It's been having issues with that. And then the first time was putting a new battery in the car. It's a 1998 Chevrolet Monte Carlo. So there's a little parallel. I find it fascinating. I think 99% of people don't get this deep to look at what patterns exist with people like us. They really, really delve deep. And I think that the medical astrology, for me, with that Jupiter-Neptune square in Ryan's chart, my chart, is the thunder thighs for me. Jupiter in Pisces is in its ancient dominion sign. And what that means is people with Jupiter in Pisces have a blessing with their feet. They may have, excuse me, incredible storage capacity in their feet. When I was on steroids, The Cruel Intention by Dr. Rice, Sarah Michelle Gellar's astral twin, he put me on steroids for 8 months, and it made my feet balloon up to the point where it could have been like explosion. It felt like that. Like walking around, I couldn't even do that. They were at maximum capacity, and that's what I've been draining out the last 5 years, or four and a half years, is all the steroid buildup in my feet. And they've gone to my thunder thighs. I've always had thunder thighs since I was in puberty, like since 12. And my viewpoint on that is even though Jupiter squares my Neptune, they're in mutual reception with each other. Mutual reception means that Neptune is in a sign that Jupiter likes. It's in Sagittarius, and Jupiter is in a sign that Neptune likes. Right now we have Neptune transiting in its dominion in Pisces. So thunder is one of the glyphs of Sagittarius, and the thunder thigh is sourced ultimately from the Jupiter in Pisces in the feet. So that's what I'm currently dealing with. I recently ended my annual membership with Elements Massage, but I know my therapist was like trying to knead my thighs and like rolling my eyes a little bit like, no, it's going to take a few more years. Whatever you're doing, just don't do it. But the kicker was that I got a ACH withdrawal that overdrew my bank account, even though I put it on hold. And I just was like, I had done a tarot reading for myself on this, and it said, you're going to discontinue this membership at the end of 2020, which ultimately happened because this debit, I just like, I've had it. You know, this was like the third bad event of 2020 for me. As you know, we've all had mishaps and stupidities from other people. It's like late mail or misdelivered goods. Like I ordered from Shipt, from Target a number of times, and they would keep on messing it up. I'm just like, I'm not going to order from them anymore because they're stupid. It's stuff like that. It is my intellectual arrogance as a Sagittarius rising, but I think at times it's warranted and appropriate to stay in that, because I think society at large needs to be judged, and the more we quietly withdraw, I think the more that we can effectively change existing patterns. The peaceful protest. So medical astrology, squares in your chart, that's where to look. You may have some helpful aspects with that mutual reception piece that I just got done mentioning. Another thing that I've noticed is that my Venus is sorely aspected. Now, it's a little bit better in Ryan's chart than mine. It's in his seventh house, which is enviable, but mine is in the eighth, and it's on the cusp of the ninth. I have a stellium in my ninth house, just as you see with Ryan's. He's got a stellium in the eighth, which is no surprise. Eighth house is tied with Scorpio, and he's a sexpot. There's no question. His career history has been not just sexually charged, but also shooter, some of the programs he's done, very much touting his military family background, which is very true. He's not only got the eighth house stellium, but he's got his midheaven in Scorpio, 25 degrees. It's actually interesting because we're just seeing Trump stepping down now, not peacefully, totally, but he had his midheaven at the exact opposite point of Felipe's at 25 Taurus, which is Algol. And if anybody has been familiar with the criticisms on Trump's mental health, 25 Algol, that's where my mom's natal sun was. And Nancy Pelosi also has, I think it's Mars at 25 Algol. And that's why you're seeing all this craziness from both sides. It's like, okay, you know, can we make a actual level-headed decision here? Because all these people have the Algol placement, my mom mentally ill, that's the explanation why in astrology. It's that Algol. Algol is the Medusa star. It's associated with that legend of the crazy Medusa woman with the crazy curly hair, which I have now. And my explanation for that is that as I continue on that negative flora that I talked about in last week's video, it's like breaking down. The immune system is continuing to break it down. I struggled in 2013 with an unexplainable, very severe bacterial vaginosis. It was like literally a pneumonia discharge. And reading up on the hemochromatosis page, just doing a Dr. Wiki search, if you do that, one of the organisms is a Vibrio, the same family that causes cholera. And some of the Vibrio family are flagellated, and some of them also produce ammonia. Now, I'm not saying that I know that I have a Vibrio bacteria, but I've also hypothesized maybe it's a Helicobacter, which produces ammonia. That's how it survives in the stomach. So it could be anything. I've just come to call this mixture, not Vibrio, but my nickname for it is Aspergillogellin, because I had mold detected in my house back in September, and it was Aspergillus penicillium, which is bread mold, which supposedly is not bad, but it is, because when I was on the steroids, it was under teeming levels in my kitchen, and the guy who screened the home said, if you're immunocompromised, this stuff can be deadly. So I was an Aspergillus sponge back in the day, and that's what I'm getting rid of. Part of many of the things that I'm getting rid of in my body is my Aspergillogellin. I just call it that because it is like a jello. You can feel it in my body gelling up. And, you know, being that my birth process was being stuck in a toxic vagina for 36 hours, the doctor at the time refused to do a C-section. And then once my mom passed, cleaning that all up, it was like this dark, smelly, very thick over her carpet. And to vacuum that up, I think it took 3 empties of our vacuum cleaner that we brought. It's got like one of those where you can throw out the garbage of what you're vacuuming. And it was just so heavy and thick, and the stuff smelled, and I still smell it on her belongings, and that's what I'm getting rid of. And my body, it's like a living hell, because I had found out doing the 23andMe screening for myself that I'm actually programmed to be at less than average weight. So it's like I'm literally trapped in this crap, and I am on top of that a living magnet for this crap because of the hemochromatosis mutation, which my daughter has double of. And the tragedy there with my daughter is that at the time she was born, and I just, like, my heart broke when I found this result out 2 weeks before I went into labor, that I was group B strep positive. And the reason why my heart broke is because I knew that I was going to have to be on penicillin for the birth. My birth plan was not to be on any medication whatsoever, no epidural, no pain relief, because at that time I was still being drug tested for my pharmacist license, but unfortunately, that dictated that unless you want to go AMA, you have to be on penicillin. And I really, if I could go back, I would have probably divorced my husband before Danielle was born and done a home birth so that, you know, I could have done it my way and prevented her from the same outcome. Now, I know many of you listening to this probably are saying, what the heck, you know, she could have gotten strep meningitis, but what's the risk versus benefit here? She is struggling with fasting insulin over 100, and the normal range is 0 to 26. So, you know, conventional medical people, it's time for you guys to wake up. There's a better way to do this. There's a better way to do this. Same for the COVID-19 pandemic. My thoughts are very critical on how tunnel-visioned everybody was at getting a vaccine and then hailing it. It just pains me to see how much the papers say to trust in the vaccine. Where has the moniker on the American coin gone? Where has In God We Trust gone? There's no mention of God with regards to this pandemic like there was 100 years ago when FDR said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And that is like the most frustrating thing to me, is that even the Republicans, the so-called Christian party, have forgotten God. You know, where's God? Where's God in the solution here? Or, you know, it doesn't have to be the God of my understanding, but it's a higher power of the universal understanding. That's the age of Aquarius that we're headed into. It's believing in something greater than ourselves. And when we believe in that, the solution will naturally open to myriad and awesome. And being that whenever we're in the solution, it's a multifaceted. It's like a diamond facet. There's, what, 300 facets on a diamond? that's the solution. It's improving our health from the ground roots. It's improving doing everything we can to make a radical lifestyle change so that our immunity, we don't even have to question going out there. That's the true solution. But everybody's so tunnel vision on this vaccine and that it's going to be the solution. Well, look, God laughs when you make plans, and it sure did when that strain in the UK came out. It is laughing at you, conventional medical people. So, yes, everything I've done, and I got a very strong word from God, 2016. I was doing tarot spreads, and even, like, years after that, even after I got on the bus of doing my holistic medical journey here, I felt this natural revenge in the grocery store at Woodman's. Like, I just remember a moment I was standing there, and wouldn't it be nice to have a pandemic right now? Because all these people are so fat in their hover rounds and their 350-pound weights. Wouldn't a pandemic be nice right now? I just remember having a moment like that at the grocery store. And, you know, that was like probably early 2019. And here we are, year and a half later, 2 years later. Here we are. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Revenge made to order. White revenge is what I call it. It's like when you live in the right, you're just walking revenge. You bring consequences to people that have been long overdue. And I think with the medical astrology piece, that's key. It's like I got a lump of coal. Ryan got a little bit of a less lump of coal than I did. But if you are a person like me or Ryan and you agree to raise your vibration, you're going to be walking revenge. So Ryan, I don't know that his chances are as good as me. He has a little bit more favorable birth chart. And it's often the people like me who are in such immense pain that do everything in their power to change, and they're walking revenge. It's white revenge because you're not doing anything to uproot your opponents. You're just living. You're living one day at a time, doing the next right thing, struggling with a lot of pent-up anger and emotions, but you're not doing anything to directly overtake your candidates. That's white revenge. It's a cleaning up my life. I used to be a black raven, and now I'm a white dove, and I'm going to keep on that path no matter how long it takes. So that's the right way to live. I think when you're not asking the question, what can I do, you're not focusing back on yourself, that's when you get into trouble. That's when you get into trouble. So I think this is a little bit of a rant show, but I'm going to let it slide now because I think the essence of what I want to say is preserved. It's not like, you know, targeting anyone, kind of like I did yesterday. So I think with that, I'm at 31 minutes. So I think we're getting close to ending the topics. I did want to say that, let me just look here. One thing I was going to say is that I'm at this time not going to take any callers. If I see them on my dashboard, I'm going to ignore them for the time being. If you'd like to listen to a reading sample, you can go into my former episodes and choose the one dated August of 2017 called Declutter Your Life. You have two readings of people that called in. I had no idea what was happening. It was like the first time of me taking a show. And you can definitely listen if you're someone that is looking for a reading from me and you've been on the fence. That's a great place to start. So I think that is all I want to talk about today. And now that I've gotten this off my chest, I will keep you posted. Next week's show will be about... I'm going to talk a little bit about supplements for the chakras. So in this journey of me going through DR Vitamin Solutions, and not just them, but oral supplements, I've downgraded around middle of last year, I've downgraded mostly to oral supplements at this point. I did stock up on a few of the DR vitamins, but I'm not using them nearly as often as I did 4 years ago, thank God. They're very expensive, but I'm going to talk a little bit about the chakra system and what can help specifically, mainly focusing on iron chelators for the root and the third eye, and other things, like the solar plexus is where the digestive organs are, and that is our energy generator. So, you know, a lot of people are struggling with brain fog and fatigue, and I'd like to discuss this in a format where it's okay to do so. So that will be next week's show, Supplements for the Chakras, Directed Targeted Nutrition to Help Produce Your Best Body in 2021. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.